I attached Mishnah Dalit. V'od Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said another Kula bin Azar. Poitchen lo min akotiv shebetur. The Chacham could be matched the netter by mentioning Sukkim in the Torah. V'aymrim lo, the Chacham can say to him, Ilu hayita yodea sha'ata oivra aloitikim v'aloititum. Had you known at the time you made the netter that you would be over on loitikim, which means do not take revenge from somebody, as if you asked to borrow something from him and he didn't give it to you, and then you made a netter and he wants to borrow from you, you won't be able to give to him since you offered your property on him. Or you will be over on loititor, which means do not hold a grudge. V'al lotisme es achicha bilvavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, you will be over on the pasuk which says you should love your friend like yourself. V'che achicha imach, you will also be over on this pasuk that your brother should live with you. And from that pasuk we learn that if somebody else does not have money for food, you should give him. Now, if the person you offered your property on becomes poor, you will not be able to give him money for food. If he says, had I realized when I made the netter that I would be over on these lavim, I would not have made the netter. The netter becomes mutter, even though we saw in Mishnah Aleph that the chacham cannot be matzah the netter by asking him, had he realized the netter is a zilzul l'kavod ha'makom, would you have made the netter? But he could be matzah the netter by mentioning the sukkim and telling him, had he realized he would be over on the sukkim, would you have made the netter? As if he would have made the netter anyway, he would not be embarrassed to admit. Now the Rav points out over here that any netter that involves another person, you could only be matzah the netter from the chacham in front of the other person. As we learned that out from the pasuk, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe b'Midyan leichshuv, and Chazal explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, go back to Midyan and be matir the netter that you made to Yisro, that you would not leave Midyan without his permission. As the pasuk says, Vayoel Moshe l'sheves es ha'ish, and Vayoel is a lashon shvua, that Moshe made a shvua to Yisro that he would not leave Midyan without permission from Yisro, so therefore he could only be matzah the netter in front of Yisro. Mesechet Nedarim Perek Tes Mishnah Hey, Paischen lo la'adam b'ksuvas ishto. A person who makes the netter not allowing his wife to benefit from it, and as a consequence will have to divorce her. The chacham could be matzah the netter by asking the person, had you realized that when you divorce her you would have to give her a ksuva, would you have made the netter? Umaisa be'echar chenadar mi'ishto hanok. There was a maisa by somebody who made a netter not allowing his wife to have benefit from him, v'haisa ksuvasa arba meos dinr, and her ksuva was 400 dinr, ubalif me Rabbi Akiva v'chivoy litain lach ksuvasa. He came before Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was machayev him to give his wife a ksuva. Amar lo, the person said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, shmoina meos dinr hi niach abba. My father left me and my brother Yerusha of 800 dinr. V'nato achi arba meos v'ani arba meos. My brother took 400 dinarim, and I took 400 dinarim. Lo daya shetito hi masayim v'ani masayim. Isn't it enough for my wife to take 200, and I will get the other 200? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, afilu ata meicher sa'roishcha ata noisin lach ksuvasa. Rabbi Akiva said to him, even if after you give her the ksuva, all you will have left to support yourself is to sell the hair on your head, you still have to give her ksuva. Amar lo, ilu hayiti yodea shu kein lo hayiti noider vehitira Rabbi Akiva. So he said, had I known I would have to give her the full amount of ksuva, I would not have made this netter. And Rabbi Akiva was matir the netter and allowed her to benefit from him.